good singing all the way around. Everybody knows who he is and all that business there. Take your Bible, if you will. We're going to be looking at Psalm chapter 125, Psalms 125. There's a passage over there that we ought to look at in chapter number 125, the book of Psalm, and about verse number 1. Psalms 125, verse 1. If you're able to stand, then stand while we look at it. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. You want something lasting? Trust in the Lord. You want something that don't start out and fizzle out? Trust in the Lord. And you want something that won't start out and sell out? Trust in the Lord. He said, and as for the mountains that are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, unless that the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. And as for such as turn aside unto crooked ways, you're either going to walk the straight and narrow, or either walk crooked path, that's the way it is. And as for such turn aside crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Now, Father, bless the word to every heart. We do thank you for it and how good it is in Jesus' name to be together tonight. Thank you for the good congregation singing, for the special music. Dear God, for speaking to our hearts already. We ask you, bless now the word of the Lord to our hearts. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight. Is that on people that trust the Lord. I hope you're one of them, by the way. I hope you are. I do feel like that we have a whole lot of people that are saved in here. There may be some of these younger ones that don't know the Lord. There may be an older person that don't know the Lord. I don't know that, but God knows exactly who you are and what you need. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out that when people trust the Lord, let me tell you, I ain't got to worry about you being around next week, next month, next year, 10 years. If I'm still alive, I expect to see you find you somewhere busily about the Father's business down at the house of God. Now, you know what happens to the average Baptist, don't you? Well, we learn quickly about the Lord Jesus Christ being born of a virgin, growing up, dying on the cross, bowing his head, saying it's finished, being buried in the tomb, resurrecting glorious and victorious the third day from the grave. We know all of that from the time that we're big teenagers. We've done heard that preached and taught over and over again. And that's a good thing to be able to preach and to teach and this and that. But do you know that if you're not careful that when instead of confessing your sin, you'll get to where you defend your sin? Maybe your mom or your daddy, hey, young lady, young man, you can't do that, dress like that, look like that, act like that. And when you go to China, well, I ain't no worse than. You're a defender of sin. You know what the proper etiquette would be? Well, thank you, mama. Thank you, daddy. I'll have to be more careful next time. But if you're not careful, there's going to be somebody somewhere. You know, if you were to get on me too hard, I know some people in this church that I feel like I'm better than. Now, see there, you like that kind of junk, don't you? That's carnality. That's what that's called. It wouldn't make any difference if they're right or wrong, up or down, heaven or hell. I'm telling you, that's no excuse for you and I that know the Lord. If you're wrong, just confess. If you'll confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. See? In this Bible lesson, you know, and every now and again, and I realize across the country there's some good preachers. I do not consider myself one of them. I just consider myself privileged that God would call me and use me, and I'm closer to where I'm going than where I came from. But I said all that to be able to say this is that you don't never want to compare yourself by somebody else. God said they that compare themselves by themselves are not wise. It's not a wise thing to do that. I was thinking about, you know, here I was tonight. Let's say if I got in an argument with Kid Rock, who's he going to call to defend himself with the Bible? Ted Nugent? Some of you don't even know who Ted Nugent is. You're the better off for it. But he used to have a deer hunting program, so that's the reason why that I know it. and all that business there. And every now and again, man, he had a wear down to his back. He's one of them hard rockers, you know, and all that business there. Now, his rock's not my rock. And let me say to you that when you begin to look into it, that whenever you trust the Lord, I can tell you what you can do. You can trust him for everything and that you have now, that you will become tomorrow, that you'll have next month or year or whenever you're alive, whenever you're still alive. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out, do you ever get hungry? Over there in the book of Psalms, don't turn there, but in chapter number 78, about verse number 28, you know the Bible said that he let food fall all around Israel and those people when they got hungry as they were coming out of the bondage and going into the wilderness. I'm going to tell you what, whenever they got hungry, they cried to the Lord and God rained it out on top of them. Of course, sometime while they were chewing it, that lust burned in them and the wrath of God then was upon them. Not only that, but do you realize that, though, that because of the fact that we're children of God, that God's built a hedge about us. You remember reading in Job chapter 1 and about verse number 10? And the devil was making a challenge, you know, and talking to the Lord. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, yeah. But hast thou not built a hedge about him to where nobody can get? That tells me the devil done been trying to get hold of him, and he couldn't overpower the Lord. I got to say to you that when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, over there in the book of Psalms, chapter number 34 and about verse number 7, the Bible said, the Lord encampeth round about them that trust him or that fear him, is the way he puts it. Do you know sometimes if you're so low you have to jump to touch the bottom? And you don't know exactly which way to turn and look next. You've lost sight of God. You might just want to look out the window and see that he's camping outside you and he's watching over you. He's watching over me. He's watching over us. And make no mistake about it, here's what he says. He said the Lord is going to be like a wall of fire, going to protect us and help us over there in the book of Zechariah in chapter number 7. I want to say to you that first of all tonight, they that trust the Lord, are you one of them? I hope you are. If you're not one of them, you should become one of them. I remember when I hadn't yet trusted him. I remember when God brought conviction, when God began to enlighten me, when God began to knock on my heart, and that he wanted to come in and mix up with him and him with me. I want to say to you that if you will, please, that's what it happened when we got saved. You know the reason why we've got some stability in our lives? You know, I've been here now, 31 years coming up this June, and I've seen a lot come and I've seen a lot go. And I've seen a lot, you know, that didn't stand with God. And let me just tell you right up front, you ought to stand with God come hell or high water, and it don't make any difference if your mama goes nuts, if your daddy goes nuts, if your brother or your sister goes nuts, if your husband or wife goes nuts, and they don't want to have anything to do with God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. You better learn to stand for God. I've seen some people, you know, that all of a sudden that their folks, now not anybody right here tonight, but their folks had given them a chunk of money, $4,000 or $5,000. That's all it took for them to be able to win their popularity. They don't realize, no, they could have bought me for less than that. No, not really. I'm just messing with you. I mean, you got to make up your mind and realize and recognize you can't let your inheritance stand between you and God and what's right in the sight of the Lord. See? In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that when I got saved, it's because I trusted in the Lord. Do you realize to know that when I got saved, he put stability in my life? When you got saved, he put stability in your life? Nobody's going to be able to talk you out of that. Why should anybody be able to buy you out of that? See? You want to be real careful that what you're doing is that you don't let somebody come along and influence you that's got a bigger pocketbook than whoever it is you may or may not be following already right now. I got to tell you right now, and here's what I've seen. I've seen preachers change, but God won't. I've seen people change, but God won't. I've seen getting the picture. I'm going to tell you right now is you're going to have to make up your mind. By the grace of God, you are what you are. And you're going to have to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much you know as your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In the lesson here that we're looking at, if you want to find the safe place to be, it's in Christ. If you want to find some solid ground to stand on, something that'll last forever, something that'll be everlasting, that'll abide forever, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He makes that very plain real quick in this psalm that we've just read tonight. Number two is the Bible said the Lord is round about his people. Now, isn't that a comforting thing? Here you are sitting here tonight, and I'm trying my best to be able to preach the blessed word of the Lord to you. And as a result of that, I want to say to you that he is our defender. He is our defense. And make no mistake about it, we are surrounded by God and his presence. I can tell you right now is that you'll find he's got us covered from head to toe, front to back, and make no mistake about it, from side to side, we've been covered by the grace of God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. I was thinking about in the lesson there, the Bible said in verse number four, he talked about the upright in heart. Somebody said, well, you know what, I don't know. I don't know if I'm as confident as you are. You can be if you trusted totally upon the Lord and his finished work, and you've asked him to come into your heart and to save your soul. I can tell you he'll surround you, and as a result of that, he'll protect you from the inside now. Somebody said, well, I don't know. What's on the inside? Well, take a good look and see what's inside you. And as a result of that, I'll tell you what you'll find, that if so be you know the Lord Jesus and you've asked him into your heart. You know, I asked him back in the month of March, back in 1974. And let me tell you something, there's not been a day that went by that I have not conversed with him since the day I got saved. There may be some days that I'm questioning what he's done. There may be some times that I'm griping about what he's done. You wouldn't dare say that, would you? It's because you're holier than I am. And probably you just need to be honest. There's some things that God has done that I don't particularly like. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you're asking me, can I name one? I can name a dozen. But you know, every time that I've always been a complainer, he's always come forth and showed himself to be right, showed me to be wrong every time. And then not only that, he never says, I told you so. He's always graceful and merciful and all of that business there. And let me tell you right now, is I know how you look on the outside, pretty good. I know how Ted Nugent looks, pretty bad. I know how Kid Rock looks, pretty bad. But I got news for you. I'm just looking at the outside of you that look good. God knows what's on the inside of you. And not only that, I'm not suspicioning you to not be right on the inside. Look in verse number 3 of our text that we've read. He said, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. And he said, lest the righteous put forth their hands into iniquity. In other words, our hands. And do you realize, I know, that our hands tell a whole lot about us? What you got a hold of? What you busy looking at? It came to me a while ago, and then it left me about as quick. And somebody said, you know, what are you reading? And this or that. And somebody, I can't remember if it was this morning, last week, last month, whenever that it was. But they asked about what I was reading. And you know what hit my mind? They're on the table, side by side, lays the Holy Bible and the TV Guide. Some of you don't know what a TV Guide is. You've got them computers and all that right there, so you're not having to worry. But we used to have the TV Guide. It came out monthly. And, boy, it was the life of the party with everybody in every home. Oh, yeah, did you get this month's TV Guide? And whatever that it was. I got to say to you that, if you will, that we live in a world somehow or another that's just caught up in everything under the sun except the blessed Holy Bible, the Holy Word of the Lord. Now, in this lesson here, you'll find that you've got to be careful about people with crooked ways. Did you know that lying and cheating and conniving and stuff like that, it'll finally get to where that you will ignore what God said and sell out and walk a crooked path? Now, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12, you ain't got to turn there, but old Samuel, you know, there were people there after that Samuel had anointed Saul to be the king over Israel because that's what they wanted. They wanted a king like the rest of the world. And then whenever they didn't like it, they got to where they wanted to go in and criticize old Samuel. And old Samuel put the challenge to him and he said, which one of you have I ever taken an oxen from? Which one of you have I ever done anything that caused me to owe you? And boy, let me tell you right now, they all of them had to be silent. And every one of them had to be able to recognize and know that he had always done that was just and right when he was dealing with the people of God and by the command of the Lord. I got to say to you that if you will, in getting ready to close tonight, there's a passage over there in the book of Proverbs, and we'll take time to look at it. It's in Proverbs in chapter number 18, and it's in about verse number 10. Now, when you look into that chapter that's there, here's what he says in chapter number 18, book of Proverbs, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is saved. You got the devil after you? Well, run to the Lord with it. The rich man's wealth is a strong city and has a high wall in his own conceit. See, the world's looking after their gold and silver and riches. And I'm not knocking having a little bit of gold and silver or whatever you may or may not have. But I'm not knocking that, but it better never become your God, and your total comfort better not be in things that are offered in this life. I want to say to you that if you will, God's a strong tower. If you run to him, you can be saved. Not only that, you can be able to see whatever else is going on. Remember over there whenever Syria came up against Israel in the days of Elisha. And remember whenever they looked out, of course they wanted to kill Elisha because they knew that that prophet of God was telling the leader of Israel where the enemy was, what the enemy was doing, how strong or how weak they were, and how to be able to overcome them. And so as a result of that, they woke up one morning and looked out across there, and all the Syrians were gathered together for battle. And a young man came and talked to Elisha and says, I want you to look and see what we've got outside. How are we going to fare? How are we going to do in this deal? And he said, what we're going to do is we're going to trust the Lord for it. And he bowed his head, he prayed, and God opened up the eyes. He said, Lord, open their eyes and let them see. And he opened up his eyes, and he looked around all in those mountains there, and there were angelic beings up with swords of the Lord and that were there to defend them. And said, they that be for us are more than they that are against us. Now, I'm glad to know that I'm not just living by sight. I realize that, oh, then whenever I go down the road and there's been a tragic accident, had it not been for the grace of God and his watch care over it, could have been you and I and our family. I'm realizing and knowing that whenever you and I come to a place in life, is that there's been those that sold out the truth for a pack of lies, but I just believe with my heart that when God saved us and snatched us as a brand for the burning, that he'll keep us until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible said that he sealed us into the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit of God. And I want to tell you something, last but not least, is that make no mistake about it. The word of the Lord is still the word of the Lord. It doesn't make any difference if you're looking at the mountain, if you're in the valley, if you're in harmony, or if you're at odds. God's grace will be sufficient. And it's still the same. Listen, do you know some things? Do you know some things that you'd like to have changed if you possibly could? Well, why don't you just talk to the Lord about it? A whole lot of what we've got going, if we just could believe God. Here's what I do know. You're not going to change it by worrying about it. You're not even going to change it by griping about it. In all these years that I've been around and all that, and my wife, and a family and this and that, I come up with something or ask a question or this or that, and well, how come I'm just finding out about it? Why would they want to hear you griping about it? Well, somebody's got to do it. And there's some things that probably if I had griped about it soon enough, it would have changed a little bit. But you're not going to change it. You're not changing. You're not going to change whatever this world has got by raising Cain, standing out in the street and demonstrating and so forth and on and all that right there. I'll tell you what you can do. You'd be surprised how your life can turn from demonstrating to constipation real quick, because you've got too many things that you've got eating on you that's going to clog you up from head to toe. See? I remember whenever these kids were little. I can't hardly wait till this couple here, if I live long enough to be able to see him running around. Yeah. Let me tell you what a precious little package that is. No doubt about it. We got a lot of precious packages. When they get up about this size here, there he is, right there. There's Logan. He walked in and asked his mama, said, did anybody tell you you look nice today? And what'd she say? No. And what'd you say?
Yeah, I thought so.
I thought. Now, you just love him while you're wanting the pinches. Not me. I thought it was hilarious. It gets more complicated as we go down the road. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we want to thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. We ask you, Lord, to help us stay faithful unto thee and to look unto thee, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you that thou art God from everlasting to everlasting, and beside thee there is none else. Now I pray you'd save that man, a woman, boy, girl that needs Christ. And dear God, may you knock upon their heart's door and trouble them, even upon their bed, until they find themselves on their knees with their head and heart bowed unto thee, with repentant faith in